Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Don Pfeiffer about the annual Free Handicapped Fishing Day being held this Wednesday at Marr Park.
It started in the 50s with a gentleman who had a handicapped child wanting to take that person fishing. And what he did, he gathered other people, that friends that were handicapped, and it's related to the Horrock Insurance Company here. It's actually, it would be the great-grandfather of the boys that are in the owners now, and they would take them over to Lake Odessa, which is a, it's kind of a backwater area, and at that time it was more of a beach and a swimming area and things like that. He had a cabin there, there's cabins there, and he would actually bring the people down, have them fish with some other friends helping them. And these were back in the 50s. It was, you know, the most handicapped individuals that couldn't walk or mentally challenged or something like that, you never saw them. They weren't visible. They weren't part of the routine. Well, he wanted to give them some experience, so he did that. Then in about, the early 60s, the Isaac Walton League, which was a large club at that time. It's a conservation organization, national in scope, based on water, clean air, wildlife habitat, and things like that. And it was a larger organization at that time, and we've carried that on. Actually, we went to a local pond and did it. Went out and mowed the pond, put out a toilet, actually built a toilet back then. They didn't have outhouses that you could rent in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. And then in the, about 92, we started going to Marr Park, which is a safer situation. You don't have to go out and mow ahead of time. It's got some fish people can fetch. We sort of have a meal. We have the pork producers help with a meal. And so it's, it'll start about 9:30 in the morning and it'll be done. We'll have the meal start about 11:30. And after that, some of the clients start going home. It's generally people associated with handicap housing, WCDC clients. We used to have people coming from Kelowna and Iowa City area. Typically we'll serve 130 people. That's the caregivers as well as the thing. And we come up with a pretty good meal for them, selection that way, and it's a fun day. That's what it ends up being. Generally, afternoon, and we give prizes for anything. Pizza Hut and Pizza Ranch both contribute certificates, and the people love to get that. So we make up some awards. You know, the largest fish, the most fish, the smallest fish, the most unusual fish, which is generally, there's been some bullfrogs caught, there's been some turtles caught, there's been a boot pulled out of the lake, anything like that to give somebody free personal pan pizza and so forth. Then we get the sheriff or a sheriff deputy to come, and they make a big deal out of it too, which these people like. Everybody feels good when it's done.
This is organized by the Isaac Walton.
It's the Chockaqua chapter of the Isaac Walton League, and that Chockaqua is it's an Indian name for skunk. The Skunk River is where it's come from. So Chockaqua Chapter, the Isaac Walton League is the national name, the Isaac Walton League of America Incorporated. And they're all over the United States, but Midwest is where it's originally.
What do you think you get out of holding this event?
Well, I think the main thing is an exercise or a recreation that these clients do not have any access to otherwise. There's not probably anybody in their caregivers are not going to take them fishing somewhere. There's some relatives that would probably do that on some of the institutions or the people, especially the younger people that have been handicapped part or most of their life. Maybe it's a new handicap situation where they're partially paralyzed or something like that, and either a state or a state-supported program, federal-supported program, but they don't have that opportunity anymore. So they've got their regular, things they go to, maybe their work that is a challenge. They might still meet with other clients that are handicapped that they recognize. But an outdoor experience is not often there anymore.
For those who are just hearing about the event and they themselves are handicapped or know someone who is and would like to take part, What do they need to know?
They just need to know that to come to Marr Park, which is about a mile and a half west of Ainsworth on 92, Marr Park at the one lodge there, Mary Marr Lodge, it's right by the smaller pond, and that's where we'll fish and gather 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll get everybody fishing. Somewhere around 11:30 or so, we'll journey over to the lodge itself and be inside. And if it is hot, well, some people will go over there anyway earlier. Then when we get done eating, we'll award the prizes. And people can come back to fish for a little while until like 1:30 or so. Then it's just a matter of cleaning up and heading back to their locations.
And it's free to attend?
Free to attend, yeah. We want the caregivers to come and enjoy a meal, and then especially the clients. There's generally the pork burger, there's a few salads. There'll be a dessert of some kind. That's all arranged by Pat Hartsock. I want to make sure she gets her name. She takes care of all that. And if we had to do that, we're all old men, it wouldn't happen probably.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Don Pfeiffer about the annual free Handicapped Fishing Day being held this Wednesday at Mar Park. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.